It's that time, America. Your very own nationally award-winning family radio talk show. Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton is set to air now. We feature the trending news stories, the timely interviews you want to hear, and the hottest music in the industry. This show truly is news talk for everyone. Let others know right now that you're tuned in to quality news talk that matters. You're listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton. The broadcast begins now, now, now.
Welcome and Happy New Year. You are listening to the national award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayla Thornton. I am Shayla and I welcome you to a new week, a new broadcast episode, and a brand new year. It is 2018. Now, can you believe it? That's right. I hope you had a phenomenal holiday season. Please note that moving forward, we will actually broadcast live every third Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Keep that in mind. Mark your calendar. A live broadcast of Let's Talk America with host Shayla Thornton radio show will be every third Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, of course, we will continue to deliver top-notch and quality news talk for you and everyone in your household. Please continue to tune in live or through our replay streaming options. And I hope that you and your family are looking forward to staying with us and staying informed. Now, let others know that for the upcoming weeks in this new year of 2018, we will continue with our original programming and balanced news talk geared just for you. We have some very unique and engaging content aimed to keep you informed in a very timely manner. After all, we have a busy lifestyle. And we do offer high quality and professional news talk in a very congested industry. I don't have to tell you that. There's so many different radio programs, so many podcast episodes out there competing for your time. And we want to certainly be on that list, on the top of that list. Now, if this happens to be your very first time tuning in, we gladly welcome you. And as mentioned before, remember that you can listen in again at your convenience. Just visit LTARadio.com. Again, visit LTARadio.com. Podcast episodes allow you to listen in at your convenience. We present versatile content for a modern listening base. LTA Radio, or Let's Talk America Radio, is a national award-winning family radio program offering informative news talk to every member of your household. I said that before, and I want to repeat that and echo that, because literally, it's for everyone in your household, regardless of generation or background. Now, over the last 4 years, we've had the amazing opportunity to be on air, where we have presented exclusive interviews on so many diverse topics with the leading experts and advocates. Many are celebrity guests who you've come to know, you recognize their name, but everyone that's on the show joined us to offer information. We will continue to cover issues related to health, law, politics, education, business, finance, music, pop culture, and so much more. We cover the issues that impact you. Right now, I would ask that you use the hashtag LTA Radio. Use the hashtag LTA Radio, all caps or lowercase, right now, and let others know that you are tuned in, because tonight we have some informative and engaging news just for you. Connect with us on social media. The quickest way to find us out there on social media is visit LTARadio.com, LTARadio.com, or simply use the handle LTA Radio, LTA Radio, or LTA Radio Show. Check us out. Our featured conversations will impress and inform. Let's get informed about the trending issues. First up, are you ready to get healthy for this new year? Most of us have plans to get our health in order, but fail along the way. That's right. Well, it's time to get serious about this year's resolution to lose the extra weight and get and stay fit. The one and only Jim Lavelle, he's clinical pharmacist and nutritionist and author of the book Cracking the Metabolic Code. He joins us for an exclusive interview highlighting just how you can be the best you in 2018. This is your best year yet. Stay with us. And do listen in with a friend. Be certain to message a friend right now on inbox or Facebook, Instagram, or just your smartphone text service. Let them know that we're covering their health for 2018. Now, the hashtag campaign Giving Tuesday was a global day dedicated to giving back that took place back at the end of November. Richard C. Shagnac, he's the president and chief executive officer of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. He joins us tonight with a St. Jude patient and others to discuss the community efforts that make all the difference. Stay tuned in. Also, Americans are giving to charities more than ever. Now, in light of the most recent natural disasters and we just passed the holiday season, there's some new sense of urgency to charitable giving. But realistically, how many of us really know how our donations are being spent and that they'll make a difference? Thomas Tai, CEO of Direct Relief, shares tips on charitable giving and more. Listen in. And lastly, amid the recent scares about drinking water quality in many American cities, do you ever wonder about what's in your drinking water, both tap and bottled? Well, pregnant women and new moms may have additional concerns about their drinking water and its impact on their unborn baby and the rest of the family. Tonight, we are joined by natural food chef, New York Times bestselling author, and Emmy Award-winning television host, Daphne Oz. She has some great information for us, so certainly stay with us. Well, as you can see, we have a full show. It's a very timely lineup as well. Stay with us for Versatile News Talk. Remember to visit ltaradio.com to listen to any part of this show again. And maybe you have to jump off or you simply want to listen to an interview again. No worries, okay? We offer digital media for your busy lifestyle. Check us out again. That website is ltaradio.com. Well, everyone, we also have some great new music for you, so stay with us to the end, okay? Well, Let's Talk America Radio is broadcasting now. It's your time. It's your season. It's 2018, and we will continue to keep you informed. It's not too late to message a friend right now and let them know, hey, digital media the way they want it, and they can stay informed? Well, that's Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show, and we're in your ear now. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Latasha Matthews from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
Hi, I'm Nikki Smith. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I love listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton. I love the fact that it's a family-friendly show, and it has great guests. It has great music submissions, and I think she's doing a wonderful job, and I will continue to support it, and I encourage you to as well. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hey, how you doing? This is L. Hustle from Detroit, Michigan. You're now tuning into the Let's Talk America with your host, Shannon Thornton.
Hi, this is Carol from Atlanta, Georgia, and I listen to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thornton.
I'm so far from you.
This is Atlanta-based gospel singer Davina Williams. You can find me at www.davinawilliams.wix.com/gospel singer. And you are listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton. Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we spotlight those trending issues you want to know more about. And can you believe it? We're knocking on 2018 already, and the new year often brings an urgent motivation to get healthy, right? Drop the pounds. We want to be in shape as best as possible. But it also comes with an overload of information about what to eat, how to exercise, and the best ways to reboot for 2018. We have all been there, right? But I'm no expert at this, but I'm so excited right now to have someone on that knows a thing or two about it. He's the one and only a clinical pharmacist, and he's also a natural health advocate. I'm talking about James LaValle. James, welcome back to Let's Talk America Radio.
It is good to be back. How are you today?
I am awesome, but like myself and so many of our listeners, we're ready for 2018, but we're kind of hesitant. You know the deal. You hesitate going in because you're like, okay, new opportunities, new options, but wait, here we go again. The goal of trying to get fit, many Americans are trying to drop pounds. The ones that are not trying to drop pounds are trying to get in better shape because you know more than anyone, just because you're slim, right, doesn't mean that you're in shape. Help us. Where have we gotten wrong? Because for many of us, we've done this for 20, 30, 40, or even 50 something years of saying New Year's resolution, but yet here we are again with a failed attempt.
Yeah, well, the first thing is to realize that 92% of people that are going to try to, you know, lose weight will fail this year. Yet 78% of the population's overweight. We're approaching 50% of our population. I mean, soon enough, it's going to be 50% is going to be obese.
Oh my.
So we're just not getting it right. And I think a lot of it is because we try to do fad things instead of really looking at what are the habits that I can do that will change my metabolism, that are keepers. How can I be consistent with what I'm doing? And a lot of times what people will do is they'll bite off more than they can chew. I'm going to go to the gym every day, and I'm going to train an hour and a half. And, you know, by the fourth day, you're so sore you can hardly stand it, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody calls you at work, and, hey, you want to go out for happy hour? Well, happy hour was the gym hour. I think happy hour sounds more fun. And so it's important for people to really start to create a lifestyle that says, I'm concerned about my fitness and my health. You've got to keep in mind, muscle mass or your lean muscle tissue is your currency of your metabolism as you're aging, meaning it's going to dictate how healthy you are as you age. So we got to get focused on it.
I mean, and so you're right, right? You're giving us a very specific plan. But many people say, wait, okay, that's the excuse they're going to say, James. They're going to say, I hear you, but you know what? I've had 2 to 3 kids. I am approaching 40 years old. I've read that hormones has an impact on weight. For that mother that's listening in right now, trying to juggle her career, trying to juggle a marriage or a relationship along with her kids and helping with homework, how can she stay on track?
Okay, that's a great question. I think the first step is you're going to have to dedicate some time. But what I try to get people to understand is if you can devote 3 to 4 days a week, even for a half hour, an hour is better, but even if you could do a half hour of exercise and what you enjoy, like pick something you really like, whether it's a dance class or Pilates or, you know, Orange Theory or whatever, and that's going to be big. The other one, I'm telling you, right now, 35 years in clinical practice, I've designed weight loss programs for close to 400,000 people. Wow. You have to get more protein in your diet. Eat protein in the morning. I know it's very popular now. People are talking about going vegan, but protein is essential. There's an interesting compound that just came on the market called Velocitol, which is it's a complex of chromium and something called amylopectin that when you take it with your pea protein or whey protein, which you really ought to do before right after you work out, do it first thing in the morning, it doubles your protein synthesis. Why is that important? The more you can hold on to your protein synthesis, your lean muscle, the more calories you're going to burn. You're going to lean out. So people need to think about more vegetables, more lean protein. Those are super important. You got to watch eating too much starch and stress eating. One of the big things I get people to do is, hey, take a learn how to do deep breathing twice a day, 5 minutes. You know, get the stress down. And hormones change as you age. There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot of I'm in a chair at A4M, which is an anti-aging, program that teaches physicians about that. You may need to go to someone and find out about what are my options if my hormones change, because it's a myth that there's nothing you can do after the age of 40. I just had a woman in my office at age 72 who was 180 pounds. We got her down to 155 pounds.
Oh,
she's
wow.
loving life again. You do not have to think that your body, your health ends at age 40.
Wow. And I do want to mention that James Lavelle, of course, he is a clinical pharmacist, but also a naturopathic. He has a naturopathic doctorate. So he sees a lot of this, a lot of patients, real life people, right? Not what we see in fitness magazines necessarily. And he's been very successful and effective at that. You mentioned the P word, protein, and I want to go there because I have friends, and I consider them fitness gurus, if you will. And they have said, well, as a female, and we do have male listeners as well, but I want to address that working mom right now with several kids.
Oh, sure.
They'll say, but as a female, I don't want to get too much protein, right? So they're kind of leery of that. I know you mentioned protein can be good, lean protein, if you will. Does it change any based off of gender?
Well, not that much. I mean, I do it based on when people come into my office, I do it based on body weight, because whether you're a man or woman, women will have a little more body fat just by their gender-specific body types. But in general, a modified lower carbohydrate diet where you are going to, have more protein, more fat, and really watch the intake of grains, pastas, cereals, rice. You want to learn how to count those carbs. That's going to be the key. And sometimes people don't want to eat meat. They don't want to, the meat sits heavy. How am I going to get my protein in the morning? That's why I'm when women, drink a protein drink in the morning, your cravings go down. You're not going to look for something at 10 o'clock in the morning, like somebody brought the cinnamon buns in. Hey, I think I want to hit that. you're going to avoid that. And what it'll do is it'll get your mind more alert, because protein actually helps fuel the neurochemicals for your brain to get your mind alert. And you know, the other thing is, you know, if you can work out in the morning, that's fantastic.
Okay.
Because that's the best time to do it if you can. It's just hard for a lot of people to do that, and I understand that.
Okay, but I want to ask you this. I mean, and I want to. You're an expert. We're not necessarily. I'm sure not myself, and I know the listeners aren't as well. When you say lean selections of protein, give us one or two examples.
Well, sure. So you know, chicken and fish are great.
Okay.
Lean cuts of beef. I love the fact that bison's on the shelf. So if you haven't tried bison, give bison a try. It's very lean. Grass-fed beef or organic-raised beef has a better fat profile. So those are all really, you know, great options. Lamb, you know, if cooked correctly, pork is lean. So, I mean, the biggest thing is trying to understand that there's a balance in your diet and making sure. I can tell you, in addition to that protein, the second biggest thing you need to do is learn how to eat vegetables. And a lot of people are out of that habit. So, you know, you're talking about only 12% of Americans even meet the five-a-day rule right now.
Oh, wow.
So between the lack of protein and the lack of meat, and everybody's over-pasticized, it becomes a big problem. That's why things like that ingredient I mentioned, that velocitol, I think is interesting, because if you're going to take in less protein, take in something like a, you know, a powdered drink, look for something, you know, an ingredient like that that really maximizes your impact on your metabolism.
Well, of course, listeners of Let's Talk America Radio, we're talking about getting fit and staying healthy for 2018. But, James, I want to mention that to me it's bigger than that. It's also about showing our younger generations, be it our kids, nieces or nephews, godkids, or even our grandkids, about eating right and doing right. I think that's important as well. You mentioned something that I think is interesting. You said many people have this notion, 2018, I'm going to work out 7 days a week, but then it goes to one or two and they stop. I love that you said even if it's 3 to 4 days, you don't necessarily have to do an hour if you can. You're saying it's better to do something, even the 30 minutes, if we can't get the whole hour in, right?
I'm not only saying that. I don't care if you do 10 minutes three times a day. I'm going to walk up and down the steps 10 minutes three times a day. It's about getting your body moving. I think what we're trying to do these days is a lot of people will go and they'll walk on a treadmill for a half hour, then they'll sit on their tail at work, and they never move the rest of the day.
Correct.
And it's about understanding you got to move your body. Try to get those steps in. Make a goal of 10,000 steps. Do a little bit of resistance exercise if you can, because when you lift a little bit of weight, it doesn't have to be a lot. Get a little set of those dumbbells. When you get that resistance, it helps to build muscle as well and helps to really burn off the sugar out of your body stores so that you can really start to create a better body composition.
Now, I love that. Now, you mentioned maybe the dumbbells, which I'm thinking of weight, and that goes to weightlifting for me. I know one of the things I've heard, and I want you to clear this fable up or confirm it, that weightlifting turns fat into muscle. Is that true?
Oh, man, I wish it was. Yeah, you don't turn fat into muscle, and you don't turn muscle into fat. You can lose muscle if you stop working out. Say you start working out and you get some gains and you're feeling good about yourself.
Yeah.
When you stop, in as little as a week, you start breaking down that muscle mass and lose it. Now, when you start to exercise, your body will get into your fat stores as a source of energy and will burn it. And then you can also layer muscle into your tissue so that, you know, you're building muscle and the fat is getting kind of squeezed out of your muscle. So there's a good, you know, way to think about it is, if I exercise, I'm going to burn that fat, but you don't turn muscle into fat.
I see, which goes into one great reason to exercise, and because you're burning fat. And I want to ask this. I mean, obviously, you know a lot about this, being an advocate for health. But for a lot of individuals, they say, well, I have knee problems. I've got hip problems. You know, I've had 2 C-sections. Not quite sure where I'm going to go with that. But when it comes to type of exercising, I know you said walking up and down the stairs. Even if we're doing some brisk or fast walking, does this suffice as maybe running that a lot of other people do?
Well, I actually don't recommend that people run unless you know, they're doing it because they want to compete at something. You know, I work with a lot of athletes, obviously a lot of professional teams, and, you know, those folks are being paid, you know, in order to perform, you know. And if you're out for fitness, you can get a lot out of a brisk walk. And if you can't walk because maybe you got a hip replacement or a knee replacement or you got a bum knee, get in the water. There's so many classes at your local YMCA that you could get in the water and you could get moving without any weight bearing, that'll really help you to become fit in 2018. And you know what? Do it because it's fun and do it because it's going to make you feel better. Because the other thing about exercise is it lifts your spirits. It's been proven. Yeah. It's probably one of the best antidepressants on the market.
Wow. And look, and it's free, right? Because, I mean, gym memberships are ideal, I guess, but you're saying you can walk them down a flight of stairs or in your home just walking around fast.
Yes, you can. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do for free. You can download on the internet and get exercise programs. There's apps. There's all kinds of ways to do it. But at the real base of it, you've got to change your diet. And I've got to tell you, it's a crisis in America because we're not emphasizing getting enough protein. People wake up in the morning and have a big bowl of oatmeal with raisins and maple syrup on it, and that means you're going to crash your metabolism the rest of the day. You've got to get that protein up. You've got to really emphasize those, you know, vegetables and really starting to learn about what, like you said, we got to teach our young people what's healthy to eat. It's not French fries, wings, and pizza all the time. You know, we got to learn about broccoli. As unfortunate as that may sound to some people.
You know, I want to touch on something before we leave exercise. I know you said exercise is great, it's ideal, you certainly recommend it, but you're saying we have to change our diet. I think that's the struggle right now in America, right? I know individuals who say, I love going outside, I love hiking. They haven't changed their diet. They're getting a little disappointed on the exercise perspective because they're not dropping the pounds. There's that old age debate. What loses the pounds, James?
Well, you know what? I did a program, you know, I said that weight loss is more than, you know, the calories you take in and the amount of exercise that you do. So it's the type of calories you take in. When you eat a higher protein diet, you're going to reduce the amount of insulin resistance. You're not going to have to pump out as much insulin into your body. Now and that means that your blood sugar isn't going to have as many fluxes or spikes. And when you spike your blood sugar, you store fat. It's real simple. So, and it's why we're in the crisis we're in. We got 50% of the U.S. population either diabetic or pre-diabetic.
Yeah,
so we got to get to that point of understanding that it's the type of food that you pick and that you exercise and that you get adequate sleep. Because once again, if I'm cheating my sleep and I'm under a lot of stress, I could eat perfectly and my body will still start storing fat.
I see. So it's so important to watch what we're putting in our body. And you're saying what we're putting in is specifically, we have to be very particular about that part, not just saying, well, I'm getting some calories, but eating healthy as possible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. People say I'm eating healthy, and I'm eating healthy. I'm eating oatmeal, I'm eating whole wheat bread, I'm eating whole grain pasta. Yeah, you're eating all those starches. And look, a little bit of starch is good for you. It helps to develop, it feeds the fiber that your beneficial flora need in your gut. But the reality is, people eat too many starches in our culture. And when people are talking about all this going, you know, vegetarian or vegan, what I find is that, and this is Dr. Hughes' work out of Harvard. He's saying that people going vegetarian got to watch out for increasing their risk of diabetes because most people that are being vegetarian are actually being pastatarians or carbitarians. They're really not learning how to eat vegetables. And that's why when I encourage people, get up in the morning, make a protein drink. If you're interested in the cutting edge, look for ingredients, look for protein drinks that have velocitol in it, which will double your protein synthesis. It'll make you leaner.
Okay.
And then eat that salad with some protein at lunch. Get a well-rounded dinner. You know, have maybe a baked potato with two or three vegetables and a salad and a small piece of protein. But start to create a lifestyle that will promote well-being and consistency in your approach to being healthy.
I love that. One quick question about food. You said dinner, make sure it's well-rounded. When it comes to eating late, you know that's also a problem here in the United States, busy careers, juggling things, activities, civic groups, if you will. Is there such thing as eating too late, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the biggest problems going on. I mean, now there's a big movement right now for people to talk about intermittent fasting, which I think it's funny because all it's doing is saying eat between the hours of 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. You know what I call that? Eating three square meals a day at appropriate times. I mean, we got this fancy term for intermittent fasting. You know, what it is our body wasn't meant to be fed. We're not cattle. We're not meant to graze from morning till night. You know, eat three meals, and when you eat later in the night, it does show, the evidence shows you will spike your cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and spike your glucose. And that means your blood sugar is going to be up higher in the mornings when you eat late, And that means you're setting yourself up for a great fat storing day. So I encourage people, you try to get that dinner in by 7 p.m.
Okay.
Try not to snack. Now, here's one thing. If you're over the age of 50, one of the things I tell people is they can drink something like a good protein drink at bedtime, and that's been shown to retain muscle mass, because one of the biggest crises we have is in people over the age of 50, there's something called sarcopenia, the loss of muscle mass.
Oh.
And when you lose, remember, when you lose muscle, that's the currency of your metabolism. It's the currency of your aging. That's why you want to do that. And they haven't found that when you drink like a protein drink at bedtime, you're not spiking your sugar. You just don't want to eat a big meal. So you can drink something like a protein drink at bedtime, and it's going to help you to restore your metabolism for the next day.
Oh, I love that. Great information. Before you leave us, I have to touch on the sports strength. So many individuals that are walking brisk or even think they're eating properly, James, say, oh, I have a sports drink. That actually helps refuel my muscles. Last urban myth, confirm or deny it?
It is absolutely a problem. People are drinking sports drinks that are way too loaded in sugar. They don't have protein in them. What's been proven the best is that taking in protein after you work out really is the best way to recondition your muscle after a workout, and you need to be able to have that with some sugar. So it's a combination of some carbohydrates and protein, and once again, you want to try to get that protein synthesis, build that muscle back. All those though high sugar post-workout drinks or drinking them before you work out with sugar alone, they're a problem. Those things are starting to go away now. You can see it. Even the big manufacturers are going to protein mixes now. And throw away that thought. That's for sure.
Okay, so that is not a good one. Thank you for joining us. He is one of the most influential pharmacists in America. That was named by American Druggist Magazine officially. James Lavelle, always a pleasure to have you on. Tell our national and international listeners where they can go for more information about everything you talked about so we can truly this time stay on point for 2018, those New Year's resolutions.
Sure, they can go to jimlavelle.com, find out information for about me and what I'm up to. And then if they're interested in that Velocitol, they can just go to velocitol.com. It's velocitol.com. And, great new dietary ingredient. I think it's going to be revolutionary. And, I know I'm looking for it when I'm giving it to my athletes now.
Oh, nice. James, always a pleasure. Have a wonderful holiday season and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you for having me. You too.
Bold Favor Magazine is the leadership lifestyle magazine highlighting bold people, organizations, and causes that inspire us to live fearlessly. Feature your business to our email list of 250,000 people all over the globe and on our engaged social media platforms. Bold Favor prides itself on pairing your business with empowering articles and profiles to ensure you are seen and appreciated by people who want to support you. And bonus, advertise with us to feature your product on television programs produced by our parent company at no additional cost. Visit boldfavormagazine.com or call 866-611-3753 to get started today. The future favors the bold. Be fearless.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those trending topics you want to know more about. And hey, does your best ugly sweater look good, and does it do good? Well, the social media phenomenon that's sweeping the nation this holiday season is hashtag ugly sweater for better. And celebrities like the one and only Adam Levine and former Charlie's Angel Jaclyn Smith, along with countless other organizations, anchors, and weathermen, will be posting pictures with ugly sweaters to trigger $1 donation from Kmart to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Here to talk about all the great things that this hospital does is the one and only CEO Richard Shadyac is with us, and also Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart Corporation, Kelly Cook. And also, we're honored and excited to have Courtney on. She's a 16-year-old patient at St. Jude. Welcome, everyone, to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
excited to have everyone on. Now, this is a pretty neat phenomenon, or I'm going to say something that's gone viral, Richard, right? And tell us more about it.
It's an exciting campaign that's put on by our great partners at Kmart. Kelly can tell you a whole lot more about this, but it's a lot of fun. Go ahead.
It is so much fun, Shana. So let me tell you, I love your sort of setup of, you know, ugly sweaters going from no good to do good. That is awesome. I love that. You should be in marketing. It's very, very simple. So it's three easy steps. The first thing we need everybody to do is post a selfie and their ugliest, craziest, wackiest sweater that they have in their closet. You can buy them from Kmart.com at a store. They're everywhere. The second thing is to challenge your friends to do the same. So when you post your selfie, you tag your friends like Rick or Courtney. You say, hey, mine's ugly. Can you get uglier? And then the third is simple. You just simply tag at Kmart, at St. Jude, and then you add the hashtag ugly sweater for better. Really simple. Post, challenge, and tag.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, that sounds like something fun. We can get our friends involved. Now, it's fun, but I know it's fun for a great cause. Tell us exactly what the efforts will lead to.
Well, it's going to lead to a donation from Kmart to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and it's going to allow St. Jude to continue to lead the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer. You know, St. Jude is that place where doctors across the United States send some of their sickest patients who are suffering from cancer and other diseases of the blood, because St. Jude Children's Research Hospital offers the highest survival rates for some of the most challenging cancers and diseases of the blood. And you know, we can make that promise to families that come to us that they will never receive a bill from St. Jude, not for the cost of treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all we want our moms and dads to worry about is helping their child survive that catastrophic disease. And we can only do that because of the support of the public and our amazing partners like Kmart. This campaign here is going to directly benefit kids that are at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital today, kids like Courtney. Courtney's suffering from sickle cell disease, and she's been with us since she was literally born.
I see. And Courtney, I want to turn my sight to you. Excited to have you on. Tell us about your experience with St. Jude.
Well, as Mr. Shadyak said, I've been a patient here since I was born. And at the beginning of my life, I was in and out of the hospital. But when I turned 3, I went on a trial drug here at St. Jude, which has completely changed my way of life. I am able to be in the grade with kids that are my age. I'm able to do regular things like go to school and play with my friends. And it's all because of the great support for St. Jude and the great things that St. Jude does.
Oh, wow. And it's such a great reputation, Richard, that your organization has. Kelly, I'll close with you. Obviously, you're a consumer. You're also a private citizen like the rest of us. What does it mean to be a part of an organization like Kmart that's supporting such a great organization such as St. Jude?
Oh, that's such a fun Beautiful. Thing to answer, Shana. You know, at Kmart, we exist and we believe that life is ridiculously awesome, period. It doesn't matter how much you make, what you look like, what you wear, it doesn't matter. That we believe life is ridiculously awesome. That's what our culture is built around. That's why we exist. That's why we come to work every day. We come to work to want to be extraordinary, not ordinary. And that is exactly why we partnered with St. Jude, is because it's such a perfect alignment on how they believe life should be as well. I mean, the fact that no one ever receives a bill for anything, treatment or housing or food or anything like that, they are putting themselves in the second seat, and their patients are all that matter to them. And that is such a great alignment to why, you know, we come to work every day, is that, again, life is ridiculously awesome. And that's why they're here, is to make the children's lives ridiculously awesome again.
Wow. I mean, and they do so much great work. And I think everyone out there, but especially parents, can relate to the goodness there. Richard, where can our national and international listeners go for more information about this very cool, phenomenal, kicked off social media, I'm going to call it, amazing thing?
They can go to our website and they can learn more about St. Jude at www.stjude, that's stjude.org. They can certainly go shop at Kmart. And I'm sure Kelly can give you a website they can hit at Kmart as
Absolutely
well.
Absolutely we can, Shana. So they can go to kmart.com/stjude. I can't even spell. But I will tell you, you know, every time somebody posts a selfie, that we're going to donate $1 to St. Jude to help amazing children like Courtney. And the last thing I will tell you, Shayna, is that the most popular thing purchased between now and the end of the year at Kmart is a single donation to St. Jude. And it's not just one person donating $1 million. It's millions and millions and millions of people donating $1, $2, to $5. It really means a lot to the communities that we serve, that we help children like Courtney and St. Jude.
I love it. And Courtney, can you give a holiday greeting to all of our young listeners?
Of course, I'd love to. Happy holidays to all, and thank you so much for your support.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Glamour Girl Fitness wants you to stop making excuses for fitness and get fit Glamour Girl style. Now supersede the word fitness with fun and incorporate the whole family. That's what Glamour Girl Fitness does with the Mommy and Me program. We take a time out for fitness. Find out more now by visiting www.getfitglamourgirlstyle.com. Again, that's www.getfitglamourgirlstyle.com. Start the conversation today because you matter. Thank you. Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on the program, we put the spotlight on those trending topics you want to know more about. And Americans are giving to charities more than ever. In light of the most recent natural disasters and the holiday season approaching, there's a new sense of urgency for charitable giving. But many of us probably don't know which donations to send to, right? I mean, we know there are a lot out there that ask for the resources. We know there are a lot of individuals in need throughout this country and also the world. But where do we start? I'm so honored right now to have someone back on the program who joined us last year with some great information. Thomas Tai, he's CEO of Direct Relief. Welcome to the program, Thomas.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be back.
I do want to mention to our national and international listening audience, Thomas, that you are CEO of Direct Relief, which is one of the nation's highest rated and most reputable NGOs. Help us out. What does NGO stand for? And help us with this holiday and season of giving.
Well, NGOs refers to non-governmental organizations, which is a term that's basically interchangeable with nonprofits here in the United States or charitable organizations.
I see. I mean, so, you know, it's, I don't need to tell you, so many individuals, we watch commercials, we go to the stores, we're out and about, and individuals are asking. Many people want to do the right thing and give, but we have seen lately in the news that not everyone that's asking is on the up and up and legitimate.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's an interesting dynamic that we've seen. Someone has called it the economy that we're in is the attention economy, that everyone's just battling for your attention, whether it's on your phone or on TV or when you're driving. And so I think it doesn't give an opportunity for a lot of reflective thought. And, you know, the act of a charitable gift is such a personal thing and such a meaningful thing. People have time and are inclined to do it, I think it's worth spending a little time and trying to find something first that you care about yourself, because there's so many compelling causes, from the environment to kids' education or arts or after-school sports or, in our case, humanitarian medical assistance for people who are poor and just need help. But once you see what speaks to you, I think then spend a little time to see how to reassure yourself your money's going to be well spent. And there are, you know, sources and rating agencies that can really give you a sense of kind of reputation and trust.
I see. Give us some quick highlights of what we should probably be on the watch out for, because I know I've encountered sometimes they're like, you've got to give now. I would imagine making it an urgent matter is something to probably put a red flag up.
I agree. I think there's no I think people do it, I think, because it must work. But, you know, it's a meaningful act of someone's personal money they worked hard to earn. And the fact that someone can just exploit your emotions and try to get you to move quick is wrong. I just don't think people should ever feel pressured at any time to do it. Take the time, if you're so inclined, write a reminder to yourself, but don't let a group or a professional fundraiser try to pressure you into making a gift. I think that's a great instinct on your part.
Okay, thank you. Anything else we should watch out for? I mean, in terms of, you know, we give to kids over in a certain country or a certain state. I mean, but it seems to be vague information. I mean, I'm sure that you would advise to be a little on the careful, watch out for those who are not giving a whole lot of details.
I agree. And I think, you know, if they have a website, I would spend a minute and try to look it up and see what the organization's history has been and what their ratings have been. And also sometimes, you know, the fine print is important because a lot of times we've seen groups say, you know, help Hurricane Harvey or Hurricane Maria, and there's this very compelling picture. But then in the fine print on the website, it will basically not exclude the organization from any obligation to actually spend money for those particular things, which I think is wrong. You're exploiting someone's particular tragedy for your own organization's benefit, and that's wrong. And I think I think if you look for those things, it's an important thing before you part ways with your money to do something good.
Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. I mean, you brought up photographs. Being a journalist, there is power in photographs, but I think we do have to be careful with emotions and attaching it to it. You're right, because, I mean, that photograph, I mean, not being lightly about it, that could have been pulled from anywhere. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to the kid or the adult that's in that photo, right?
Exactly. I mean, just think if someone did it, took a compelling picture of you or a member of your family at their worst time, and they used it to raise money, and you didn't even know about it. I mean, it's just wrong. And so I think you're right to be skeptical, not overly cynical, but just to be skeptical enough to try to check it out is probably very good advice because of the exactly what you mentioned. There are folks who will try to take advantage of that wonderful generosity spirit that we have as human beings.
You know, I have heard individuals out and about in the community reporting saying, well, if it wasn't legitimate, if it wasn't an up and up, how could the government allow them to be in existence? And that's not just for charitable organizations. That's been for daycares. It's been for other agencies as well. I mean, where does the American who's trying to do the right thing go to? I mean, to say, you know, is this right? Because how can they be operating? How can they be asking for money outside of these stores and having these kids actually ask for money as well? I mean, is it legal?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think, you know, the among the many things that the U.S. government and all state and local government, they have kind of full plates. They're trying to fix potholes and, you know, build bridges and run navies and collect taxes. And, you know, nonprofit organizations, legitimate ones, don't pay taxes on the money they receive. So there's not a heavy incentive for the government to investigate groups that aren't going to be paying taxes anyhow. But they do, you know, investigate and prosecute fraud. So I think there should be – I think any group that's doing any solicitation publicly, whether it's outside of a supermarket, should at least have the name and the website of their organization on their sign, because then people can look it on their phones, you know, in 1 second to check the legitimacy. And, you know, and if – again, as we talked about earlier, you shouldn't feel pressured by someone who's who's kind of soliciting you personally on the street, nor should you in your home or – through the mail or email. So I think, you know, I guess my advice would just to be take a reflective moment. Don't be completely consumed by the emotionality. That's a good thing. Don't let it turn into a bad thing. And use your noodle, too, you know, to try to your head as well as your heart.
And I think we also, I want to say this because I've heard individuals of different generations, some of the older generations say, well, if they weren't legitimate, they wouldn't be outside of this store because this store is on the up and up. But, I mean, we don't know a lot of times where a protocol was set in place to allow someone to be outside soliciting funds, right? I do want to say that as well.
Yeah, I think it's a local issue for sure. And, you know, if someone comes up to you and says, you know, are you against cancer? Of course you're against cancer or poverty or pollution. So I think that doesn't mean you should give them your money if you don't know who they are or what the money's going to go do. So, again, skeptical but not cynical, I think, is called for in a lot of these situations.
Yeah, and not just the local stores, but I want to say, I mean, some organizations, maybe they've had local or regional or even national celebrities featured with them as well. I think you're right. If it's our money, we have to research and make sure, do the best that we can, that it's going to a legitimate cause and not assume by affiliation makes it on the up and up, right?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, we act at Direct Relief, we do humanitarian health services, and we often tell people, we got a lot of calls over the last few months about these hurricanes, and we – I often spent time saying, telling people the things we don't do. You know, like we don't do animal rescue, we don't do search and rescue, we don't build homes. Those, there are very good groups who do those things, and but here's what we do, and we do a, we hope a good job. And I think trying to tell them, I don't want someone's money if they care about something else. I think that's not a good thing for direct relief to be part of. So I think it's also incumbent upon the nonprofits to be responsible when they're talking to people who are clearly trying to do something good and not exploit that wonderful sentiment.
Yeah, great information, Thomas, as always. Where can our national listeners go for more information about this so they can look into any calls or any organization that they're encountering? They've got some questions about it or they're looking for some final confirmation as well.
Yeah, I think probably the leading charity rating group is called Charity Navigator, or charitynavigator.org. And that's just kind of like an independent group that reviews charities and puts a rating or a score next to them. So does the Better Business Bureau. And they look at different things.
Okay.
And those are not run by the charitable organizations. Those are run by the rating groups.
Okay.
Groups like Direct Relief, we have our own site, directrelief.org. But you know, of course, we highlight the good stuff, and if there were any bad stuff, which there is not, that would be, you would find that on the rating organizations. You know, they're independent and unbiased.
Okay, great information as always. Thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk America Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Tired of going from store to store wasting gas just to attempt to find the perfect neckwear accessory for the special guy in your life? Well, TNN Bowties and Apparel has made it quite simple and convenient with a wide selection of quality and affordable bow ties online. You're bound to find the perfect item for any guy in your life with TNN Bow Ties and Apparel. We do offer adorable bow ties for young boys, including infants. Don't waste your time standing in long lines. Shop with TNN Bow Ties and Apparel for exclusive deals. Visit TNBowTies.com. Again, that's TNBowTies.com, where style meets purpose.
Welcome back, listeners, to your national award-winning news talk program, Let's Talk America. Well, of course, here on this program, we put the spotlight on those trending topics you want to know more about. And hey, amid the recent scares about drinking water quality in many American cities, do you ever wonder about what's in your own drinking water, both tap and bottled, right? Well, pregnant women and new moms may have additional concerns about their drinking water and its impact on their unborn baby and the rest of the family. Now, here now with more insight on tap and bottled water is natural food chef, New York best-selling author, and Emmy Award-winning television host Daphne Oz. Daphne, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gina. Good morning.
Excited to have you on. We're talking about a health issue. That's what I'm going to call it. Why are people concerned about the state of their water?
Well, I think you hit on it. I mean, look, between Flint, Michigan, and just us generally having more awareness about what's in our food and what's in our water systems, I think a lot of consumers are out there thinking to themselves, how do I make the right choice? It can feel very confusing. It can feel very overwhelming. Water, of course, is billed to us like this pure, wonderful source of life, and yet it could be coming out of your tap or coming to you in a bottle that you're buying less than pure. And the reality is, in the U.S., we're not required to label if water has a level of contaminants, like a nitrate, for instance.
Okay.
And I think that that's really concerning to certainly to mothers like myself, but to any consumer who's, again, trying
Absolutely.
To make the right choice and potentially being led astray. There's also this great study from the Environmental Working Group. They did a deep dive into the water systems across America, and what they found was that in more than 40,000 of these water systems in America, there were higher levels of contaminants than we'd like to see, things that could potentially lead to cancer, developmental defects. That's going to ring a lot of bells for moms who are, you know, growing
Absolutely.
Infants right now. Potential fertility problems, people who are trying to get pregnant, obviously.
Okay.
And the thing that they found that was the most prevalent HTO contaminant was nitrate. Again, this is something we've been told to pay attention to in our foods, but a lot of us didn't know to pay attention to it. In our water sources.
Yes.
And this certainly, again, as a pregnant mom, you know, nitrate has been linked to things like blue baby syndrome. So certainly something that I want to pay attention to when I'm choosing
yes.
my water.
Absolutely. You know, I'm just thinking, and I know you're a natural foods advocate as well. This is so baffling for many Americans because we see that there's a battle on obesity, and they say, well, you know, avoid the sodas, avoid the high fructose drinks that's out there for the kids or for ourselves. And we're saying, well, we'll go to H2O, right? It's pure, it's simple. And then you're bringing up some great points that a lot of times we're not really sure what is in our water supply, even when we're trying to do the right thing. Debbie, what should we be looking for when we're choosing bottled water? I mean, because I think this is probably the most important question of this interview. Help us out for pregnant women or non-pregnant women and men.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great question. And to your point, especially when you're trying to do the right thing, you don't want to be made to feel like it's still setting you up for failure.
Okay.
So for me, and I'm partnered with Aqua Carpatica, this is a brand that I've chosen for my family because they go out of their way to label themselves nitrate-free and sodium-free. Again, that's not required. It's not required to label in the U.S. So when the brand goes out of its way to be transparent with me, that makes it easier on me as a consumer. That, to me, is first and foremost. And then, of course, look, I'm a chef. I care about taste. It tastes delicious. It's like this wonderfully pure, clean taste that my kids love, that I love. And I, you know, we have a new baby coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
hopefully she'll stay put for a little while longer. Thank you. But, you know, as I look to baby formula and the next phase of her growth, as my children are drinking all this water, of course, I want to make sure that it's something that is as clean as possible, as pure as possible. But the nice thing about Aqua Carpatica's pure spring water, their flat water, is that it doesn't require any boiling for baby formula. And that, to me, is just one less thing I have to think about, which is really helpful.
And that makes all the difference. I know you're expecting. Congratulations. We have many moms, expected families listen to our show. What kind of a diet do you recommend, obviously, as a renowned chef, for women that are expecting babies or women planning to expect? Because one thing I know my OB said to me when I was pregnant, she says, well, you want to eat like you're pregnant even when you're not pregnant because it's a healthy living, right? What they say about there's no such thing as a diabetic diet. You just want to do the right thing, right?
Absolutely. Well, exactly. Being pregnant is just reason to recommit or commit even further to a healthy diet overall. So, again, we're talking about lean protein, plenty of fiber and nutrition coming from lots of vegetables and some fruit, whole grains. But, of course, something that as a chef I pay close attention to, again, a flavor. I love the fact that good fats are really important during pregnancy and also important for you, you know, when you're not pregnant. Just for, you know, obviously staying hydrated is something that I pay really close attention to as well. But the nice thing about fats is, look, they carry flavor, they fill us up, they make things delicious, but they're also really important for baby brain development, for keeping you feeling full. So don't deprive yourself of those delicious things like eggs, like olive oil, healthful fats like that. I go for full fat dairy. You know, I've got a little cream in my tea, or plenty of yogurt and cottage cheese. And then, of course, you're pregnant. You deserve to indulge every now and then. So treat yourself to, you know, I call it indulging for a good cause. Make sure that you're eating the things that are going to keep you and baby healthy, but don't deprive yourself when it comes to a little late night craving.
Yeah. And any quick advice on seafood? I know that's a huge conversation for a lot of women are expecting or wanting to expect with the mercury content.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I avoid raw fish, obviously, just because of the potential presence of bad bacteria. I avoid filters. So that's things like clams and mussels, things that soak up potential toxins, and anything with a high level of mercury. So that can be blue crab, that can be tuna in some cases, that can be swordfish, obviously. So that's really what you want to pay attention to on the seafood level. But look, there are also really healthy fish. I eat a lot of salmon, again, because of that really great quality fat, plenty of protein. It's super easy to make. I mean, a general rule of thumb, if you're cooking it, is for every inch thickness of fish, you want to go about 10 minutes in a 375-degree oven. Super easy to cook, super flavorful, a great resource for pregnant women.
I love that. And if you're pregnant or not pregnant, for our men that are out there listening, I know you would recommend when they're saying they're on a go and then they get thirsty and we're quick to choose the sodas or the juices, keep some good water on us. I mean, I'm sure that's helpful for anyone trying to stay on a healthy lifestyle diet.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think that's the first line of defense is you want to always choose something like a water instead of the things loaded up with sugar and additives and things like that. And if you want to learn more about this particular water that I'm loving so much, you can head over to aquacarpatica.com, read more about what's potentially in your water, and of course where to buy their brand as well.
I love it. Debbie Oz, what a pleasure to have you on Let's Talk America Radio. Keep us healthy and happy delivery.
Thank you, Shayna.
Hi, this is Shirley, and we just love listening to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
Hi, my name is Kavarga, and I listen to Let's Talk America.
Hi, my name is Nicole Dodd, and I'm tuning in every Tuesday at 7:30 to Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thorpe.
This is Audrey, and I'm listening to Let's Talk America with Shayna Thorpe. This is such an awesome show. If you're not connected, you really need to be.
Well, everyone, that's a wrap for this episode of your award-winning family radio talk show, Let's Talk America, with host Shayna Thornton. But remember, you can keep the conversation going. If you would like to listen to this entire segment again, you can. If you want to just listen to one specific interview, you can. And if you want to just completely skip over this and listen to some previously aired episodes covering additional topics, you can as well. The new buzzwords are you can. Check us out. Simply visit our easy-to-navigate website at www.ltaradio.com. Again, visit ltaradio.com. There you're going to find all of our episodes, and you can pause it, you can rewind it, you can fast-forward it. We're offering digital media at your convenience. Stay informed the way you want to, okay? Listen to us anytime. You're going to love our podcast episodes. And I also want you to know that we have a new schedule for 2018. That's right. Happy New Year. We will release a new broadcast episode every third Sunday of the month, okay? So continue to listen to all of our episodes at your convenience, but know that new episodes will drop every third Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So check us out. Continue to share our episodes with family, friends, colleagues, everyone you happen to know. We continue to get the feedback, and we love it. And speaking of feedback, if you have anything you want to share with us, feedback on one particular segment, one guest, someone you want to hear on Let's Talk America Radio, do not hesitate. Send us a quick email at admin@ltaradio.com. Again, that's admin@ltaradio.com. Also, if you are interested in any sponsorship options, simply email us as well at admin@ltaradio.com. Well, everyone, one thing that we are doing, we are keeping it with tradition, and we are sharing one positive motivational quote or statement for 2018. We will continue to do that with each broadcast episode. And tonight's statement is anonymous, but it's one geared just for you. And we will close with it. It says, do something today that your future self will thank you for. Again, do something today that your future self will thank you for. Hey, maybe that's staying informed. Maybe that's setting your vision on paper, your goals. Maybe it's losing the pounds that our featured guest, Jim LaBelle, talked about. I don't know what it is. You know it. And if you want to share it with the world, hey, share it and tag us on social media. But if you want to keep it to yourself, hey, no worries. But do something today that you know will benefit you later in the future. You've got one life. Make it phenomenal. Make it dynamic. Continue to listen to Let's Talk America Radio. Tell family, friends, colleagues. We are gearing up for 2018. It's a phenomenal year. We've had a great start, and you deserve to know the news objectively. Balanced news talk geared just for you and everyone in your household. Join us. Visit ltaradio.com. We'll be back on soon. Have a great 2018. And certainly enjoy the tunes, new music from the one and only Jill Miller. Check it out, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Stay informed. Let's Talk America with host Shayna Thornton Radio Show is an entity of Paget & Thomas Enterprises, LLC. All content original, copyright 2018. For more information, please visit ltaradio.com.
Staring at this blank paper, it's staring right back at me. I wish there was a fix that came easy, but redemption ain't free. I see the faces of people, the ones I've hurt on the way. Their names on this page, no better day to be brave. I'm making a list and checking it twice. Gonna ask for forgiveness to set things right. And I won't forget what you said to do. never too late.